This is the story of a brand new team on the Texas scene, the Dallas Cowboys. They knew it would be a tough row to hoe, starting from scratch in an attempt to match the mighty aggregations of the National Football League. But the Cowboy management also knew that Texas fans wouldn't settle for anything less than the world's best football.
And the Dallas Cowboys, winner of the Vince Lombardi Trophy, and the man they say is unemotional, Tom Landry. The only coach the Cowboys have ever had. Tom Landry, a most happy man, is carried off the field by his players.
And a play fake, back to the five, Aikman's caught, and it's caught by Michael Irvin, gets away from the defender, Irvin is going to get into Cardinal territory, Michael Irvin may go all the way, touchdown Dallas.
All the pressure on the left side, he drops the ball, throws, caught, Landry, touchdown, that is just crazy.
And only thing else I got to say is, how about this Cowboys? Yeah!
Yeah! Let's go inside the Cowboys huddle with Mark Elfenbein.
Boy, those are all wonderful moments. It just seems like they've been so long ago. Oh, it's been so long since your Cowboys have tasted success. And the season is 1 week old. And it seems like they're already like 1 foot in hot water and 1 foot, I don't know where the hell it might be, in their mouth. Who knows? All right, good Sunday morning to you. You got the Mark Elfenbein Show tonight. Cowboys and the Giants at AT&T Stadium. Every time these two teams play, it's always a pretty intense affair. This should be no different because the Giants opened their season against the Jacksonville Jaguars in a rainstorm. And credit to the Giants who, you know, look, they've added some pieces to the puzzle. They had to get Nate Solder. They brought Will Hernandez on board. They drafted Saquon Barkley. They've got Odell Beckham Jr. healthy. You know, they got guys on. They've got their team. And you know what? To the Giants' credit, they hung in there last week against Jacksonville, and it was a fumbled punt at the end of the game away from possibly tying or winning that game.
I got to break in real quick, just because it's kind of it might excite Cowboys fans a little bit. But 2 minutes ago, Ian Rappaport reporting that as teams discuss potentially trading for outgoing Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon, Ian Rappaport says he is told that he's got his eye on two in particular, the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers.
And it's interesting you brought that up. And the reason because I saw somebody else tweet something in the National Football League. I'm not going to look for it now, but it was basically saying with Josh Gordon being let go or slash maybe traded, whatever, let go by the Browns, that leaves him and Dez Bryant out there. And he said that Josh Gordon's twice the receiver because his route running and his speed. And but he doesn't think either guy will be on a football team. Now, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I'm not bringing Josh Gordon on board, but this is typical Cowboys. I mean, they don't care if you got drug problems or past issues in the past, and he apparently had a hamstring issue from a non-football situation.
Yeah, but drug issues and stuff might give you a better chance of landing on the Cowboys.
That is a very good point. That is a very, very good point.
If you get arrested the night before roster cuts, you might just make the roster.
It's a very, very good point. So the Giants, who played well last week, coming into town, the Cowboys, who really didn't play well last week offensively. I mean, look, Dak was off. I mean, 19 to 29, but look, the things that stood out in the Carolina Panther game to me was the early penalties, getting behind the chains, second and long, third and long. It's very difficult, and we heard from Garrett and everybody ad nauseum about when you get that situation, it's very difficult. Look, it's going to be difficult to run Zeke Elliott even when you're not behind the chains, because everybody's expecting, okay, Dak can't beat me with his arm. You got no wide receivers out there that can blow by anybody. And we didn't see anything against Carolina because you missed everybody that was wide open. So you know what? We're just going to load up defensively until you can prove that you can beat us. So that's going to be difficult all along. But when you're behind the chains and you're third and long and you got holding penalties, God, you make life so damn difficult for yourself. Number four has to do a couple things. He's got to throw the ball to his guys. Okay? The Cole Beasley pass against Carolina. Unexcusable. Even the screen pass to Rod Smith, who looked like he had yardage, freaking threw it 9,000 miles an hour off his head.
Blake Jarwin?
Oh, the Blake Jarwin one is beyond belief. The Michael Gallup one, he was wide open. The last play against Deontay Thompson could have been a better pass as well. He put his hands on the ball. He could have caught it. We get that. Dak knows it. Dak has to be better. Dak has to be better. And this has been the argument all week. Which Dak Prescott do we have here? Do we have the one that we all watched in his rookie year, set rookie records and was unbelievable? Or are we watching the guy that we've seen in the last, what, 20 games? What was he, 11-11 the last 22 games, something like that? I mean, who are we watching? Okay? Who are we watching? Landon Collins, who's a very good defensive back for the New York Giants, was talking a little bit about Dak Prescott earlier in the week.
Honestly, it's just like you say, we just really got to focus on stopping Zeke, making sure that every run gap, every we plan out gap assignments, we making sure we close the air out of their offensive running game. If we do that, put the ball into Dak hands, I mean, I think we have a better shot at winning.
Put the ball into Dak's hands, and we got a better shot at winning. Sounded like a challenge. Dak?
Landon Collins said earlier this week that, again, they were going to concentrate on Zeke. They wanted to put the ball in your hands because they think they had a better chance.
Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted.
I love that. Look, I want to piss off Dak Prescott. You know what I want Dak Prescott to do? Stop thinking. Stop thinking. Just play football. Dude, if it calls for a run, run the damn ball. If you're in the pocket and you see your guys, your check down one, check down two, you're all covered, tuck the ball away and go run for 9 yards. The Blake Jarwin play was a perfect example of he's thinking too much. He starts to get out of the pocket. He sees downfield that he can run for a first down. Piece of cake. But then he peeks up and he sees Blake Jarwin, and most quarterbacks didn't go, oh, hell, I'm chunking that downfield. Or they're tucking it under and going, oh, I'm getting 15 yards right here. Let's keep the drive going. Keep the drive alive. Dak Prescott, are you listening to me? You have to figure out how to keep the drive alive. And if that's you pulling the ball down and running for 5 yards, sliding for 9 yards, whatever the hell you got to do, you got to do it. But more importantly, Dak Prescott, you got to hit your guys, man. Dude, step up and chunk the football, okay? I know accuracy has been the thing that most people are, I guess, curious about, frustrated with, whatever it might be. Got to hit your players. Got to hit your receivers, man. They're not going to be that wide open as much as you saw all the time. And the Giants, I think, are a pretty good defense, so this should be quite interesting. Offensively, what's the one thing that worries you about the Cowboys? Zeke's the only thing you get your concern, right? I mean, if you're looking at the Cowboys' offense right now, I mean, the first thing we used to say is, oh, my God, they got the best offensive line in football. They're not terrible. Tyron Smith didn't look really good last week with a couple of penalties. I thought Joe Looney was terrific. Connor Williams, we're all excited that he's a member of this team and he's on the offensive line. He's a big young guy, great athlete. He got blown up last week. I mean, bull rushed all day. Guess what? You're going to see it all year. You're going to see it all year. But the only thing you concern yourself with is if you're against the Cowboys is number 21, unless they can start making plays. And Beasley started to show a little something last week. Okay, fine. Get that guy the ball. Okay? Michael Gallup, I don't give a damn how old he is. Throw him the freaking football. We saw the touchdown in preseason. It can happen. Problem is, you look at the Giants, they got game breakers. I mean, you know, Dallas defense has to worry about Eli. I know you're with it. Really? No, they got to worry about Eli because Eli can still throw the football. They also have to worry about Odell Beckham. They also have to worry about this guy.
And it's seven, Beckham's eighth reception. Now Barkley up the middle, cuts to the outside. Saquon Barkley across midfield, down the sideline, stayed in bounds, and Barkley takes it all the way. 68 yards for his first NFL touchdown.
And if that's going to be your first NFL touchdown, I don't know if it could be any more beautiful than that run. Oh, my goodness. Saquon Barkley. Tiki, is that hamstring hurt him?
No, it's not at all. It's like the crowd was waiting for that moment all day long. They finally got out of their seats and they're cheering down here. That was impressive as first touchdown could be.
So you've got Saquon Barkley, who now is Mr. Game Breaker. You got Odell Beckham Jr., who we've seen All he has to do is catch the football, and if he gets a half a step on you, it's over. But there's one good thing in Dallas's favor. Eric Flowers. Because we have DeMarcus Lawrence, and I think DeMarcus Lawrence is ready to play some football.
Isn't he going to be going against a beast on Sunday?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a dog, though. I eat, sleep, kill football. And also, don't get me started. Next question.
So, how are the Cowboys going to win the game today? How do the Cowboys win the game today? You know, we talked about last week, turnovers, getting 7 instead of 3. Turnovers, 7 instead of 3. Shorten the field. That's a given. But, man, you cannot have penalties. And you they have to be, if you talk about being behind the chains, they have to be in front of the chains. I'm telling you right now, if there is 2nd and 9 and 2nd and 10 and 2nd and 8 all day, all night, they're going to have problems. They have to be sitting at a 2nd and 4, a 2nd and 5, a 2nd and 3. You know, they need to be sitting at, I mean, a 3rd and 1 would be delicious. Hell, you know, it'd be even better not even getting the 3rd down. You know, getting that 1st down ahead of the game.
You know, another thing that I think is being more creative. Remember the all offseason, what were we hearing? Tavon Austin, how are they going to use him? Are they going to put him in the backfield? Are they going to put him a receiver? You know what his stat line was in the Panthers game? He had 1 carry for 1 yard and no receptions.
But here's the problem. See, it's easy to be creative and do some different things when you're ahead of the chains. I mean, as soon as you get to 3rd and 15 or 2nd and 20 because of a holding, you can't do the plays don't mean as much. You're not tricking anybody. You know, even the cute offensive creativity doesn't mean a damn thing. It's when it's 2nd and 1 and you pull a rabbit out of your hat and go, all right, Tavon Austin, here comes the triple reverse, whatever. You know, here, whatever it might be, Dallas has to limit the mistakes. They cannot turn the ball over. And even doing that, limit the penalties, limit the mistakes, win the turnover war, this is not going to be an easy game for them to win. I'm just telling you, the Giants with Beckham and Barkley and Manning and Shepard, they've got guys that can get it done. And the only thing that you can, I guess, be a little bit excited about on the Cowboys side is the Cowboys defense is really good. Do we know about Randy Gregory? Is it still protocol?
Officially listed as doubtful.
Doubtful. All right. Well, all right. Then you're going to need everybody else to step up. Look, DeMarcus Lawrence has been a beast. Okay. We might see Taco Charlton do a few more things. Tyrone Crawford do a few more things. Mr. Woods has made some plays. Jalen Smith looks like he's all there.
Yeah. As impressive as that defense looked last week, that was all without Gregory anyways. I mean, he was out early.
So Dallas, again, take advantage of the Flowers thing. And, you know, look, you gotta do your best to get to Eli Manning, but God almighty, man. Odell Beckham Jr., game breaker. Saquon Barkley, game breaker. Eli Manning, yeah, he can still throw it around. And the Giants defense is not terrible. I mean, look, they did a pretty good job against Jacksonville. So Cowboys have a lot of work to do.